Snatch back your brain, zombie. Snatch it back and hold it.
Now with my cable, I'm able to get...
Hello, and welcome to TWAT Radio. Today you have Dr. Zigman and,
Low-Tech Mystic.
Oh, yeah. Two newbies to TWAT in the house. Now, we're going to talk about two really cool pieces of hardware today, just for you to check out. Low-Tech, why don't you take it away and tell us about your cool piece of hardware?
Well, thank you there, Dr. Zigman. I tell you what, I found myself a nice piece of old outdated technology, and it was cheap on the internet. What I'm referring to is the P5 Data Glove. It's its official name, and it is totally a CyberTech VR piece of gear here. It's I found mine for $20, including shipping.
Now, when you say Power Glove, this is making me think of, like, the old-school Nintendo Power Glove. Is it, like, that kind of thing?
It's very similar. And actually, it's manufactured by the same people who made the original NES Power Glove.
Really?
Yeah, it got a couple points just for that.
Now, what do you have it set up to do? I mean, what can you do with it?
Well, you can use it as a mouse, which is fun for about 5 minutes. And then, but it also came with some games. And its ideal use, as it's marketed, is supposed to be as a video game joystick replacement. And this bastard actually came with 3 games, and only paid $20 for it. Let's see, it came with Tiger Hunt, which is a tank game, Hitman 2, and Beachhead 2002.
Now, do you have to put something on top of the monitor, like you had to do with the old-school Nintendo Power Glove?
Oh, yeah. It's got a... I think it's about 10-inch tall little infrared receiver base, and you set that next to your monitor, and then it'll go from there. It picks up the little sensors on that.
Now, how do you, like, click? Do you click by, like, making a fist or something like that?
This is one of the cool things about the glove that actually makes it worth somewhat a pain in the butt. And this is because you can program any of the buttons, hotkeys, movements, applications, etc., with different finger movements. So if you wanted to right click to be your index finger, you can for your right click the scroll wheel to be your thumb. You could do it with thumb. You could do a combination of finger movement. It's kind of neat.
So you're saying this is like above and beyond the old original Nintendo Power Glove, where all it really did was sense how far you were moving. This one will actually, it has little finger things, doesn't it? So that it'll sense if you clench your fingers.
It's got a lot going on for it. It's actually got 3 separate little hotkey functions, so you can program 3 sets of functions.
That's a pretty cool way of going about it, bro. I mean, and can you still buy these online, or do you still have to get them from, like, eBay, and that's the only way?
They are available from quite a few sources online. Still, if you go through their stores, they're wanting to charge $50 or $60. The same thing on eBay. If you look hard enough, you can find this bastard for $12.95 plus shipping. It's a flat out $20. If you're really interested in getting one and you want to find it for $20 and not $60, send me an email at nnsradio@walla.com and I'll tell you where I got mine.
NSF Radio? What's that? I think you should plug your show for a minute.
Okay. Ninja Night School is a little podcast radio show that I do that Droops hosts over at podcastincubator.com. And I pretty much talk about just anything that interests me. if I see something, read something, and it just appeals to me, and I go, ooh, that's neat, then there might be other people like me out there. So that's pretty much what my show is, just to share these things with everybody. So don't expect anything neat, and hopefully we'll all giggle and have a little fun.
Good stuff, man. What's the name of that glove again so that we can find it?
P5 Data Glove.
The P5 Data Glove. I guess the data argument is going to be hatched another day.
I was going to ask you, did you have any cool little toys, gadgets, gizmos?
As a matter of fact, I just had to buy probably the coolest mouse I've ever seen in the entire world. Now, I've had one optical mouse I've had for 4 years, and you can imagine that the left click on it just doesn't work anymore. It doesn't left click. You know, I guess it was too many nights of, like, fast click prawn, so I don't know what to say. But what this mouse is, it's made by Micro Innovations, okay? And the model number of the mouse is PD955P. So that's pretty damn 955, a word for P. I guess we could do pretty again. I'm not fancy and know all the phonetics or however, whatever you call those, the calls or whatever.
Quick, phone up Black Ratchet.
We should. What's P? But anyway, what's so cool about this mouse is, first off, it's wireless. But I'm going to tell you, because usually wireless mouses suck. Have you ever tried a wireless mouse before?
That I have, with mixed results.
And how often do you have to change the batteries in that wireless mouse?
Usually about every 2 weeks or so.
Well, this wireless mouse comes with a recharging cradle. It's also the receiver, so you can put it in the cradle when you're not using it, and it'll recharge the mouse. Is that neat or what?
I like that. Now, what kind of battery is it using?
Actually, it just uses two regular AA rechargeable batteries. It does come with them, but you could use any ones you want. But it does recharge. And that's just, like, that's just number one on the list. Like, oh, wow, I can't believe it recharges itself.
Oh, so there's more.
There is. It's a five-button mouse. So it's got the, where you could use your thumb on it, or you could use your, your third finger on the other side. Then you have left click and right click, and the mouse wheel in the center, which is always cool. And, I've never had more than a two-button mouse before with the wheel. So what I was doing is, you can use this in Firefox to go back and forward using the buttons on the side. So that's a cool feature.
Very nice. So I guess you've, doubled the amount of time you can cover prawning?
If not tripled.
Wow.
That's what I'm telling you, man. It's hardcore now. I guess, you know what, I'll mention the last two aspects about it, and then we can bullshit a little bit more. It is, not only can you plug it into the USB port, but you can also plug it in to the regular PS2 port, because we all know what a bitch it is to get a mouse to work in Linux, especially a wireless one. I don't know if you've had... Have you had that experience? Have you ever tried to install a wireless mouse in Linux?
Oh, you know the wireless mouse problems I have.
Nobody knows. All right, I think the best thing about it, this is the absolute coolest thing, $29.95, brand new from CompUSA.
Nice.
$29.95. How can you go wrong for $29.95? You know, that's like two CDs you could have bought instead of downloaded.
We're starting to sound like the dudes that sell knives and shit on late night TV.
That's what we should do, man. For the next... Okay, here's what we're going to do. For the next 11 callers...
The Dr. Zygmunt special line we're going to give you right now, before they find out and listen in, that we're giving in the special $29.95 special house. Include the house, special $55. Okay, sorry.
I think the manager just called down, and he just said not to do that. So I guess we can't do it. Oh, well.
But those lucky people that called in, those two people, let's see, we've got Mary from New Jersey.
Excuse me, have you found my little lamb? That was Mary.
Cool. Well, I tell you what, Mary, with that wireless mouse, you can surf the web and look for that little lamb.
Wow, that's so great. I'm so happy. Yay. Anyway.
That's right, folks. Value you can only find on Twat Tech.
On Twat Radio. I think it was really great getting to speak with everybody. And I think we're going to have to do this again sometime, right, Low Tech?
Oh, definitely.
All right, well, I'm Dr. Zigman.
And I'm Low Tech Mystic.
And we'll catch you all on the next Twat Radio.